This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Yesterday, we talked with PC Magazine columnist Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen about improving agency when it comes to citizen interactions with the police. Today, I want to talk about predictive policing, where big data is being used to try and prevent crime and get law enforcement departments to partner better with communities they police. The success rate depends a lot on how predictive policing is rolled out. Author Patrick Tucker looked at this in his book, The Naked Future: What Happens in a World That Anticipates Your Every Move. Patrick, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Talk a little bit, if you would, about predictive policing.
Predictive policing is the application of statistics and big data to the challenge of figuring out where or how to deploy police assets in advance of crime trends.
And just like anything else, this can probably be used in really positive ways and really negative ways.
Right. So predictive policing has been used actually to great effect in the city of New York, in some other cities around the country, including Memphis. Now, what I argue is this, is there's a big distinction between the way those two programs played out.
Give me Memphis first.
So in Memphis, there was a researcher. He's a sociologist, and his name is Janikowski. And he partnered with the local police department to pre-deploy assets to places where they thought they were going to be crime. But they went out and they had neighborhood meetings. They went door to door to talk to everybody that they could about this process.
Good old-fashioned police work.
And outreach work. And what he found was that there was a high correlation between Section 8 housing with public assistance and crime. What he found was that people that lived in Section 8 housing were more likely to be the victims of crime, but that being on public assistance did not increase the chances that you were going to commit crime at all. And this, of course, changed the way they decided to deal with this issue of sending police out before they thought that a crime was going to happen.
So when does it go bad, this predictive police work and data crunching?
So the other example is actually the city of New York. New York has had essentially the oldest functioning predictive policing program in the country. We now know that one component of that program, the stop and frisk measure of that, predictive policing played a role in that, in sending cops to places where they were going to stop and frisk people. And now we understand that that wasn't a good use of data, statistics, or algorithms because it while predictive policing may have had an effect on the crime rate, there were a lot of other things that did too. And that portion of it, we now understand to not have had a fantastic effect on the crime rate and also to have been illegal.
Patrick Tucker is a technology editor for Defense One and the author of The Naked Future: What Happens in a World That Anticipates Your Every Move. Patrick, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you.